From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Senate Democrats have broken a Republican filibuster on their health care overhaul bill, putting the measure on a path to passage before Christmas. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The key vote came just after 1 a.m. It was on the 383-page manager's amendment offered Saturday by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. All 60 members of the Democratic caucus, the 58 Democrats and two independents who normally vote with them, joined together to vote to end debate on the amendment. That proved the votes are there for the remaining two procedural votes needed to pass the bill, which under Senate rules, Republicans can still delay until Christmas Eve. Passage of the bill by the Senate will not assure its enactment, however. It still must be reconciled with a very different measure passed by the House last month. Neither bill has votes to spare, which will make negotiating a compromise tricky. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
One of those voting for the bill was Senator Ben Nelson. The Nebraska Democrat says the Senate's health care bill is not perfect, but he voted to advance the proposal because something needs to be done to control costs. Nelson issued a statement earlier today defending his vote in advance of the bill. He said too many people are struggling to pay for their health care, so doing nothing was not an option. He said he is glad the health bill does not include a government-run health care plan, and it does include language to restrict taxpayer funding of abortions. A suicide bomber has struck in the northern Iraqi city of Tal Afar, killing four people, including the head of the city council. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
A man wearing a suicide vest blew himself up next to a car carrying members of the city council. Three bystanders died immediately, and the head of the council later succumbed to his wounds at a hospital. Authorities have shut down roads leading in and out of the city. Tal Afar, near the Syrian border, is home to mostly ethnic Turkomans. U.S. authorities in Iraq believe that militant organizations have targeted minorities in an attempt to inflame ethnic and sectarian tension. Overall violence in Iraq is greatly reduced, and 2009 looks to be the most peaceful year since the American invasion, despite three massive car bomb attacks since August that have destroyed government buildings. Still, small roadside bombs and shootings occur almost daily. Several such incidents wounded civilians across Baghdad today. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Japan's Nikkei average rose to an eight-week closing high today, boosted by gains in high-tech stocks. The Nikkei rose by 41 points, or 0.4%. Oil prices hovered above $73 a barrel in Asian trading today. Benchmark crude for January delivery was up by 16 cents to $73.52 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. General Motors says it has received inquiries about potential buyers for Saab. On Friday, GM announced it would phase out the company. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton reports.
One of the parties is the Dutch boutique sports car maker Spyker, whose bid for Saab was rejected last week. Spyker says it submitted a new proposal that addresses the concerns that led GM to back out of the deal and says it would be an honor to save and shepherd the iconic brand. The company set a 5 p.m. deadline for GM to consider the new offer. Saab employs about 3,400 people, most of them in Sweden. The auto division was a money loser for GM, selling only 93,000 cars worldwide in 2009. The biggest obstacle to saving Saab is likely GM's desire to have the last matters related to its bankruptcy restructuring done by December 31st, so it can start the new year with a relatively clean slate. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.
North Korea has declared that waters along its disputed sea border with South Korea is what it calls a firing zone. The area was the scene of a deadly clash last month. Pyongyang is warning ships from the south to stay away from it. North Korea's naval command is accusing South Korea of reckless military provocations, saying that it has violated its waters and staged military drills in the area. North Korea does not recognize the sea border. It was drawn up unilaterally by the United Nations at the end of the 1950-53 Korean War. The North argues that it should be redrawn farther south. The North has declared the area a peacetime naval firing zone of coastal and island artillery units. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.